This TST Mission Retreat Media presents the gospel, God's power to save all who believe. This teaching was delivered by Reverend Joseph Pav at the NKST Mission Retreat Camp 2021 on the topic, Holy Communion in the New Covenant. May God bless these words on your heart in Jesus' name.
Good morning, brothers and sisters in the Lord. How was your night? All right, so shall we pray together? Our dear Father in heaven, we are so grateful again because you have brought us here this morning to listen to your various instructions. This day again is in your hands. We ask that you will help us, you will be with us. We ask that you will make our hearts available so that you will impact in us. We pray, Lord Father, for every one of us that is here. We ask that for people that are going through some difficulties that are with us and yet are thinking about it, we ask that you will meet their demands and you will visit them. We ask for these activities. We commit every activity into your hands. Pray that as we listen to this teaching, Lord, you will make us to understand and to be obedient to it. So thank you, dear Father, because we know you have done it for us. Believing that you will do even much more than what we have prayed and asked, because we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, I am so grateful to be in your midst this morning. The title of my teaching, the topic of my teaching is Holy Communion in the New Covenant. Holy Communion in the New Covenant. Well, let us read our Bibles from the book of Exodus chapter 12. I think we should read from verse 1 to 28. But because we may not have much time, I may decide to highlight some certain issues in that chapter, even if I read just few verses. Exodus chapter 12 from verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of this of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. The lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the summons, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts, and on the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast it with fire, and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast it with fire, his head with his legs, and with the ordinance thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whatsoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. And in the first day they shall be an holy convocation, and in the seventh day they shall be an holy convocation to you. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. And ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in this self-same day have I brought you, your armies, out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at even, ye shall eat unleavened bread until the 120th day of the month at even. 7 days shall there be no living found in your houses. Whatsoever eateth that which is living, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. Ye shall eat nothing living. In all your habitations shall ye eat unleavened bread. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel, and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families, and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop, and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door, and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass, when ye become to the land which the Lord will give you, according as he has promised, that you should keep this service. And it shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, what mean ye by this service? That ye shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, where he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed their head and worshipped. And the children of Israel went away and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. So they did. May the Lord bless the reading of his words in Jesus' name. My dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, let me assume that you know what Holy Communion is. We are dealing with Holy Communion in the New Covenant. Holy Communion. And there are two words there, Holy and Communion, isn't it? Holy simply means clean, sacred, consecrated, hallowed, sanctified, divine, righteous. That's the meaning of holy. Somebody is holy, we mean somebody is righteous, somebody is without spot, without wrinkle, is clean, is sacred. And communion simply means spiritual union, relationship, close association, empathy. That is what communion means. And sometimes we say we want to have a communion with our Father. We want to have a close relationship, a close association, a close time with Him. And so if we're talking about covenant, we're simply talking about the agreement between two parties. We are simply talking about a contract, a convention, a treaty. We are simply talking about a promise, a pledge. So if we are talking about Holy Communion, we are talking about a sacred, hallowed, divine union with Christ using the symbol of bread and wine, which indicates his body and blood. We are talking about the Holy Communion. We are talking about a sacred, a divine union, having a divine union with Christ, with a symbol of bread and wine, which indicates his body and blood. So why should I bother to read a law from the book of Exodus concerning this Holy Communion, when we are talking about Holy Communion in the New Covenant? It is just to bring to your notice that Holy Communion did not start in the New Testament. Holy Communion started in the Old Testament. And it was a very significant service to God. God seriously cherishes, even in the Old Testament. Holy Communion started in Exodus chapter 12, where we have read. We have taken a lot of time to read, but because we don't have much time, I would just want to highlight some certain issues to bring to your context, to bring to your understanding where Holy Communion started. And so we read in the book of Exodus chapter 12, and you know that the book of Exodus is talking about the deliverance and how that the children of Israel were taken out of Egypt to the land of Canaan. And so when they were to be delivered from their captivity of 430 years, it became a very serious matter. It became a talk of war that the king of Egypt would not allow them to go out from the land of Egypt. After performing a lot of miracles from the hand of God to show that Israel was his own, the final thing he told them to do was the issue of Holy Communion, which in the Old Testament was known as Pascha, Passover, and then in the New Testament is translated as Holy Communion. So what did he told them to do? When he knew that they were about to go out of the land of Canaan, he called Moses and he gave him specific instructions. Specific instructions concerning this Passover, this Holy Communion. Now the first thing he told him to do, or to tell the children of Israel, was to take a lamb without blemish. To take a lamb without blemish. I wouldn't want to waste time on these issues. I just want to highlight them. But even as I'm highlighting them, I want you to take note of every one of them. Take a lamb without what? Blemish. So everything, Holy Communion, must be without what? Must be without what? Must be without blemish. He told them, take a lamb without blemish. And he said, a male lamb of 1 year, either sheep or goats. He said, take it. And what was it? He said, slaughter it, take the blood from it, and sprinkle on the doorposts. Even in the Old Testament, the issue of blood was very, very significant. Blood is a serious thing. Without blood, the Bible says, there is no remission of what? Of sin. Without blood. Though not every Israelite was righteous, but to make him to be qualified to take that Holy Communion, to take that Passover, the Lord says, bring out your lamb, slaughter it, take the blood from it, sprinkle it on the doorposts, so that the blood may become an intercessor. The blood that saves. Anytime I see the blood at the doorposts, I will pass over and leave that house. The blood is very important. But let me not also be persuaded to move on the issue of the blood. But I want you to know that the blood is very, very important. In the book of Hebrews, if you want to check about the blood, go and check the book of Hebrews. And you will see the issue of the blood. The blood is very, very important. And that is why, even now, when we talk about the blood, the devil is afraid, because the blood is very important. There is life in the blood. So without the blood, there is no remission of sin. The blood is very, very important. And that is why anytime somebody makes a blood covenant with somebody, even to pray for that person, it takes a lot of struggle. Because the covenant of the blood is a very significant thing. So the Lord said, take that blood, sprinkle it on the doorpost, so that my angel is coming, and as he's passing over, and he sees the blood, he will leave that place and go to another one. And that person will be saved. And so the third thing from verse 18, he says, eat it in the night. Eat it out. Now, after the process of cooking it, cook it with herbs, with bitter herb, and all of that. And you see, that is a process too, isn't it? It is a process too. Cook it with herbs, bitter herbs. And you see, any time one is to go for Holy Communion, anytime somebody is qualified to go for Holy Communion, it takes a process. It takes a process. A process of dealing with the old man. And in dealing with the old man, you must make your life bitter. It is not always sweet. If you will deal with the old man, if the old man must be taken away from your life, it is not a sweet experience. So before they will eat the Passover, the meat must be cooked and with bitter herbs. And I see several of cooked lives taking Holy Communion in our church. Several uncooked lives. And perhaps you are here, your life is somewhat uncooked. It is not cooked, it is not dealt with, it is not handled. The Word of God has not had access to handle your life. You are an uncooked person. You are not qualified to take the Holy Communion. Say, eat it in the night, and you know that in those days, the FSC church will be taking their Holy Communion in the night, isn't it? And sometimes they will say, Maya Nyamu. The evil sang sometimes say, Duchi Nyaminao, they say, ya, wanabe. So in those days, they used to take Holy Communion in the night. It was illegal. They told them, say, eat it in the night. So there is no sin at all in taking Holy Communion in the night. But when people began to suspect them so much, they decided to come back. In the daytime. But the Lord said, eat it in the night. Roast it with fire. Roast it with what? Now look at this kind of precepts. Roast that thing with fire. And do you know that every serious life, every life that was qualified to have a close relationship with God is a life that passes through fire, isn't it? And the Bible says that fire is the Word of God. Fire is the Word of God. Have you passed through fire, which is the Word of God? See, that life must be roasted with fire. And how is your life? Has it passed through fire to become something serious? At any moment, when the Lord wants to pass it through fire, you felt so bad and you are not ready for it. May the Lord help us to allow our lives to pass through fire so that we will have this experience, so that it will make us to have a close relationship with our God in Jesus' name. And they say, let nothing remain. Verse 10. Say, let nothing. Let it be done wholly. Is there anything remaining in your life? Is there any sin that is still hanging in your life? Say, let nothing remain. Verse 11 says, eat it with a prepared heart. Eat it with what? With what? Eat it with a prepared heart. And you know, that is the whole reason why we sometimes we call people to prepare them, isn't it? And we call it that, oh, I want you. Chicken and You know, sometimes we become too spiritual and we don't know the principles. We don't know these things. We don't know the meaning, the actual meaning of these things. And we take them for granted. You are a believer and you have to go for the preparation for who are you. And it's nothing to you. But do you know the Lord saying, such a person must eat it with a prepared heart. So, come on, Zahako, and I want to go you. I want to go, I can't eat. That is preparation. And some of you are not ready for that. You are so spiritual that you don't go for things like that. Church cake, man, and cancer. What did I tell you? You don't know that it is the believer. The Lord says, eat it with a prepared heart. And he said, get strength that way. Now make you to have strength in fighting your enemies. Verse 12 and 18. For that cause, when you have a prepared heart and God sees your heart, you now gain strength to fight your enemies. And God is saying, fight your enemies on your behalf. And even in this time, the Lord says, this day shall be a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. Verse 14, verse 17, verse 18, verse 24, verse 25, verse 26. They are all talking about it should be an ordinance, a memorial forever. Even in the Old Testament. Say, keep it as a memorial. Don't forget it. You should be doing it constantly throughout your generations. You know, and of course, another instruction was that you should not eat on living bread. Something that is on living, that is kwa. E kwa uwe kwa shamia. Ubi ye kwa uwe kwa shamiga. Venga. Pray like you know one kwa shamiga. And so it is to even us the clean. Sometimes the kind of wine we give people is full of alcohol and it's wrong. It's wrong. Kepo uwe kwa shamiya, venga. Ibi ye kwa uwe kwa shamiya. In fact, it says, if you do that, you should be cut off from the congregation of the Lord. If don't wait on you cheek, gabadaya. I will be quiet. It told me already. You know, so even our clergy, we need to know the kind of wine we give to people. So when I came to my church newly, and I ask the deacons to go and buy, is it your poor heaven or heaven? That kind of one. What is the name of it? Pure heaven. When they brought it and they share it to people, they try to say, ah, one a tiger. They say, what? And they say, they used to give us bubbles. I say, so do you know the meaning of Bacchus? They say, no. I say, Bacchus in the Greek word means the spirit of alcohol. That is the meaning of Bacchus. The spirit of alcohol, and sometimes it's 7% alcoholic, sometimes it's 11% alcoholic, sometimes it's 14%, sometimes it's even 21%. One of the people is there. They buy the load. Now, the Lord said, you should not eat what is unleavened. What is leavened? You should not eat the bread that is leavened. And he said, holy convocation should be conducted. Amen. Now this time we call it conference, isn't it? Say, holy convocation should be conducted. And some of you, when they organize, before they take Holy Communion, they organize a conference to come and stop. You don't go there. But God said, holy convocation should be first conducted, and the congregation of the children of Israel should gather together. So as a child of God, any convocation, any conference, any retreat they are doing, they are organized before taking the Holy Communion, you need to be there. It helps you to prepare yourself progressively. You need to be there. And the Bible says, the children of Israel obey these instructions. Verse 28. You see, having heard these instructions, they obeyed. They submitted to this instruction. But as I see, you know, it's just the Old Testament. When Jesus came, he still took the same thing. He still continued with this same Passover. Shall we read from the book of Luke chapter 22? Let's read Luke chapter 22. And similar story is found in Matthew 26, 17 to 25. Mark 14, 12 to 25, and John 18, 21 to 30. But we are going to read the one in Luke chapter 22, verse 7. Then came the day of unleavened bread. Came the day of what? Came the day of what? The unleavened bread that God was talking about in the Old Testament. Say, came the day of the unleavened bread. When the Passover must begin. When it was? The same Passover in the Old Testament. In Exodus chapter 12. The same Passover. The Bible says, when the Passover was to begin, that same Passover. So Jesus didn't even bring any new thing. It was a continuation from the Old Testament. The issue of Holy Communion. The issue of Passover. And he sent Peter and John saying, go and prepare us the Passover. Go and do what? Did you still see the name prepared? Go and prepare the what? The Passover. And that is why our deacons, they will go and buy the drink, buy the wine, bring it and prepare it. This time Jesus sent two of his disciples, said, go and prepare the Passover. And that mantle is handed over to the deacons. So they will buy all of that and prepare. How do they prepare? Cut the bread into pieces, open the wine, Put it in this small box. Pray over it. Prepare. It's the believer. He said, let the God prepare it. They went and they prepared it. And because we don't have time, from that verse 8 to verse 12 is the preparation. Find a man somewhere, the upper room, tell him, Master says you give us that room so that we prepare our Passover. They did all of that. Verse 13. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready, okay, to pass over. And when the hour was come, the other version say, when it was in the evening. We don't know when he sent them to go and prepare, but until the hour came, and the hour was in the evening. The other version says, in the evening. And that is why normally we take Holy Communion in the evening. Even that is not out of point. Say, and in the evening, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. He sat down, and how many people with him? And what are the names of these people? They are called apostles, isn't it? So Holy Communion is not for everybody. The apostles are his disciples. Everyone that is qualified to take the Holy Communion must be a disciple. It is not just everybody. Even here, Jesus sat with his disciples. One that has passed through series of teachings. And that is why the NKC changed. You must go through catechism for 3 years, trusting God that you know who God is. You know who Jesus is. You know who is the Holy Spirit. You know about your salvation. You know about the coming of the second coming of the Lord Jesus, the death of Christ, his impact on your life, and all of that. But after that, you still come back and sit for 2 weeks, consecutive 2 weeks. And I just remember, sir, our testing is starting tomorrow. So your slot is next week. Yes. So you sit for 2 weeks. You receive a very serious teaching to make you a disciple. Say the 12, they sat with him. Not everybody. Are you here? You are a disciple of the Lord Jesus. You have learned under him. You have received serious instructions and you are obedient to them. So he called his disciples, he sat with them. Not everybody. Holy Communion is not for everybody. Are you hearing me? Holy Communion is only for disciples. It's only for people that are ready to learn and obey. It's not for everybody. He sat with his disciples. Are you here? You are a disciple of the Lord Jesus. Are you here? You are a child of God. Until you become a child of God. Do you know that some people are taking Holy Communion, but they are not qualified? Is it not true? They are not qualified, they are not disciples. But because they are just passed through catechism, all the process pass through the process, do all of this, do all. In fact, some will recite all the 100 questions, including the 18 Islam questions, and everything. But they are not disciples. They are not born again. They are not genuine children of God. Until you become a disciple, you are not qualified to take Holy Communion. So he sat with them in the Passover, and of course he unveiled his heart to them. How that he was longing, desiring to eat this Passover with them before he suffers, and he told them that to him is not taking it again until in the kingdom of God. Do you believe that we are going to take Holy Communion in the kingdom of God? Every child of God, even the pure wine, is shown to us in the book of Revelation that John said he saw a tree of wine in heaven. That every Holy Communion we are taking now is only a rehearsal of what we are going to do in heaven. And that is why it is very, very important for every one of us not to take Holy Communion for contempt. It's a serious thing. Because we are only doing rehearsals for what we are going to enter into. Jesus said he is not going to take it until in heaven. And so every child of God is going to have a holy communion in heaven with Christ. In that, at that time, it will not be your pastor that will give it to you. It will be Christ himself. What a privilege. That Jesus himself will dress up and give you Holy Communion. But I see some people so careless, even the one up here. You are a believer. You don't just go to Holy Communion. You don't go there. Sometimes the one careless crazy. Don't go there. And even when they want to talk, you will say they are persecuting us. Why will they not persecute you? If they are helping you, so that one day you should do a rehearsal of what you are going to do in heaven, and you are not ready for it. Holy Communion is so much of so important. Do you know there were some certain things that were done here and finished here? But this one, Jesus said, it will be done in heaven. My dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, Holy Communion is very important. And in that scripture, he took the cup, he gave it to them before, for them to share it among themselves. Even as they share it among themselves and kept it, he took bread. And he said, this is my blood. This significantly represents my blood. I mean my body, sorry. My body. And he said, do it to my remembrance. Why in the Old Testament? God saying, do it, let it be as a memorial to all your generations. In the New Testament, Jesus still said, do it as a mark of my remembrance. So when you fail to do it, what are you doing now? Eh? You are failing to remember the Lord Jesus. You are failing to remember the death on the cross. Even the wine, he did the same. man of my remembrance. Have you been taking Holy Communion all the time? Or you take it as one of the days? You consider it as not being a serious thing. Jesus said it clearly. Do it as a mark of my remembrance. My dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, the issue of Holy Communion is very, very important. The wine, which signifies, which is a symbol of the blood of Jesus, gives us strength, both spiritual and physical strength, in worshiping Him. So none of us should take Holy Communion in contempt. And you know that the disciples continued with this. If you read the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 41, I mean 42 and 46, the Bible says they were breaking bread in the temple and in their houses. Breaking bread. They continue with what Jesus told them. And you know Paul. Apostle Paul said in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, from verse 23 to 30, where it is repeated, anytime we go for Holy Communion, Apostle Paul said, the Lord revealed it to him. Even when he was not there, God himself revealed the matter to him, the matter of Holy Communion, how important Holy Communion is. So how did he reveal it to him? With any facet of remembering Holy Communion. You read that verse 24. So Jesus took the cup, the bread, that night, prayed over it, gave it over to them, and said, do it in remembrance of me. And it is served to wine. And he said, do it in remembrance of me. And so Paul emphasized it, doing it as you are doing it, you are remembering your Lord Jesus Christ. And he says it's not just remembering him, it is also to remember his death. To remember his death on the cross. But he warned the Christian, the Corinthians king. He said, whosoever do it unworthy, does it unworthy, he shall be guilty of the body and blood of Christ. Whosoever does it unworthy, whosoever does it with sin, whosoever takes it with contempt. And do you know some people, why they want to baptize is just to taste the bread and wine and see. Some of them, they just took it one time and that is the end. They say, They took it for contempt. The Bible is warning us, whosoever does it unworthy, says such a person is guilty of the body and blood of Christ. Is guilty. and a man that is guilty cannot enter heaven. The man that plays over the Lord's instruction cannot enter heaven. The man that takes Holy Communion, not to be anything serious, you go to it that way. Say, such a person will be judged. Such a person will be guilty of the body and blood of Christ. And I pray you will not be guilty. I pray that maybe before you were taking the Holy Communion for content, you took it as just one of the things. You were not serious about it. But from next month, you will repent from that kind of attitude. Because you are pouring guilt on yourself concerning the blood, concerning the body of Jesus Christ. May the Lord deliver you from that kind of attitude in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't condemn yourself. Apostle Paul said, such a person is condemning himself. Don't condemn yourself. Why will you condemn yourself? In the presence of God, you still condemn yourself. The Bible says we must examine ourselves. And that is why in the Old Testament they say everyone must be prepared. Say you must examine yourself. If you know you are not worthy to take Holy Communion, don't. Just go and tell your elder. The elder can bring your word or your local church. Say, me, my heart is not so clear to take this communion, so I am not going to take it. And you will talk with him. But if you don't examine yourself, if you don't check yourself, even in the Old Testament, you are saying it was a holy thing unto the Lord. So if you don't examine yourself, you are pouring guilt. You are condemning yourself. And it is a terrible thing to condemn yourself in the presence of the Lord. My dear brothers and sisters, Paul said, the reason why many are weak and sick is because they take Holy Communion with contempt. Why many people are sick and are weak is because they consider Holy Communion as not being a serious thing. So they do whatever they want, and on the day of Holy Communion, sometimes they won't go to church in the morning. In the afternoon, they will just put on their wife and take Holy Communion. They don't come for apple, don't come for anything. You are pointing guilt, you are condemning yourself. And Paul said, that is why several people are weak and sick. Are you here weak and sick? Because you took Holy Communion for granted. Is that the reason why you are sick? Is that the reason why they pray for you here and there and nothing is changing? Because you didn't take Holy Communion as anything. You are condemning yourself before the Lord. And you remember I said again that there will be Holy Communion in heaven. Isn't it? There will be Holy Communion where? The highest Holy Communion we are going to take is in heaven. And how that it will not be passed to it, it will be unfortunate. Even here you are not qualified for this rehearsal. They put you aside. You are not qualified. How will you qualify in heaven? If you are not qualified here, how will you be qualified in heaven? If you don't take this thing serious here, how will you take it serious in heaven? Are you here that you have been taking
Holy Communion for granted, for condemned? IVA does not bother you whether you take Holy Communion or not? Are you here? Come on, John! We have more at my Holy Communion. You imagine that that lady went and slept in somebody's house. And on Sunday, he just put on her white clothes, came for Holy Communion. And that day, I told everybody, I said, if you know you are in court, don't take my Holy Communion. You take it, you are in trouble. Maybe the person wanted to try it. Just receiving it, they prayed. That was how she slumped and fell on the ground. They don't take my Holy Communion, you know you are in court. And maybe she wants to try it. I have brothers and sisters in the Lord. Are you qualified for this rehearsal? But much more than the rehearsal. You see, you can rehearse something and you are not qualified to go and do it properly, isn't it? Are you qualified to take the Holy Communion in heaven? Do you know that the 12 disciples were rehearsing Holy Communion and there is one man inside of them that was an evil man? He was sitting for Holy Communion, yet there was a demon amidst them. And I imagine as my Master Jesus was giving them like this, even he took it. He took it. He didn't bother him that he was not clean. And he took the Holy Communion. Did he end up the rehearsals in heaven? What happened to him? Died. Judas Iscariot died here. Are you here? And you are not qualified. You know in your heart that you are not qualified to take the Holy Communion in heaven. Yes, the rehearsals doesn't bother you. We are doing it, we are reading the poem. If you know you are not competent, don't take hope. You are still forcing yourself to take for a greater Holy Communion in heaven. That one you cannot deceive yourself. Judas Iscariot deceived himself and took the one of the Master Jesus here on earth, for he was not qualified to take it in heaven. Are you qualified to take the Holy Communion in heaven? This morning before I close, I want to pray for you. If you are here, you know that you are not qualified to take the Holy Communion that is prepared for us in heaven. This morning is an opportunity for you to repent. It's an opportunity for you to cry to Jesus Christ and ask for forgiveness so that he will prepare you to be qualified to receive that Holy Communion. The greatest Holy Communion every child of God is going to take. If you are here like that and you want me to pray for you, stand up. You know you are not qualified to take the Holy Communion here or no. You can't just be deceiving yourself. How will you continue with this kind of rehearsals with evil everywhere? When you know that you can't take the Holy Communion, how will you take Holy Communion here and you remain here? Remember Judas. He was walking among the children of God, among the 12 disciples. In fact, he was the treasurer, having a big title in the church, a big position, but he was not qualified. Are you here to have big positions in the church? You want to do a lot of things in the church. To us, brethren, we think you are a very serious person, but you know that you are not yet born again. You know that you have not received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. So you are not going to take that Holy Communion. Stand up. This is the second time I am giving opportunity for the last time before I pray. Mr. Judas, stand up. You know you are Judas. All that you are doing here is to betray other people. Stand up. Do you know that when Jesus was giving you opportunity that day, and he said there is somebody here, even as I'm giving you Holy Communion, there is somebody here who is going to betray me, is an evil person, he should repent. Judas was still putting down his face like this. He spoke to that didn't talk. The disciples said, who is that person? Jesus said, the one that I will dig my grave and keep. Even when he still give to that. Judas didn't stand up for repentance. If you are Mr. Judas, old Mrs. Judas, old Miss Judas, stand up, let me pray for you. Before you will miss opportunity like Judas missed it that time. And it's now in here. Shall we pray? Father in heaven, we are so grateful because of this day. Holy Communion in the new covenant. This day you have made us clearly to understand that we must do it, and not just do it, we must do it with all seriousness. This day you made us to understand that there is another Holy Communion in heaven, and no children will be a partaker of it. Lord, for those that are standing, I lift them into your hands. I ask, Father, that you will show them mercy, that this day you will deliver them from the spirit of Judah. But you will work over their lives so that they are qualified to take the Holy Communion in heaven. Show them mercy. And because they are standing before you, not any man, Lord, we ask that you will visit every one of them. We pray, Lord Father, that even those that are not standing, but they know in their hearts that they are Judas, Lord Father, visit them. And visit every one of us concerning this matter. Help us, Lord Father, for this that you have done to us. Continue to do it more, to strengthen our hearts more on this issue of Holy Communion. Thank you, blessed Savior, for hearing one's little prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you very much. The Lord bless you. Thank you.